Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's episode, we're examining some of the new installments going in and around downtown St. Cloud and around Lake George. It's part of the Sculpture Walk, an ongoing program arranged by United Arts of Central Minnesota that is helping to support and display sculptures all over the place. There's an official reception for the sculptors participating in this project coming up during the Sizzlin' Summer Art Crawl on Friday, August 12th. But before we go out and about to check out the sculptures, I'm going to sit down with Cindy Hawker, Executive Director of United Arts of Central Minnesota. And we're going to find out what this organization does and has been doing for quite some time.
United Arts of Central Minnesota is celebrating 31 years here this year. And what we do is, similar to United Way, we fund arts organizations. There are 7 members this year: the Children's Theater, the Symphony Orchestra, Minnesota Center Chorale, the Chamber Music Society, the Boys Choir, Visual Arts Minnesota, and one other one that I forgot in my list.
It'll pop up in about 30 seconds.
Sure. Anyway, so that's one of our programs. The other thing United Arts does is advocate for arts integrated into a variety of everyday life. And that's one reason we came to try the Sculpture Walk program. And other initiatives, special initiatives in the community, we've helped fund and spearhead the Around the Cloud one-stop.
Aroundthecloud.org. It's something that I use. I do the Arts and Culture Collage down at KVSC. It's a calendar of events, and I always check Around the Cloud because there's tons of stuff up there.
Right, so we're very proud of partnering with several organizations to have that site operational. And we've been on the steering committees for the comprehensive plan, so are trying to include and incorporate arts activities and arts programming and the use of arts at the table. We want to be at the table because we're part of a community building and the vitality of the area.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into the discussion of, you know, downtown and you know, what's going on there, you know, maybe you can briefly talk about, well, why is art important just in our daily lives? What does it do for us?
Well, I think the arts is definitely a sign of creativity, innovation. There are people involved in it in their profession or their hobby, and I think it's a important contribution to just being a society member, to be creative, to create beautiful environments, aesthetically pleasing environments. I think art is everywhere, from the shirt you're wearing, the design of clothes, the design of cars. At one time, a sculptor designed a car. So there's music and functionality and art. And there's lots of reasons that arts are important. They are an economic engine, so they help communities grow. They add to the cultural vitality. They are a cultural barrier. They break down cultural barriers because all cultures have music and art and...
Well, and that's maybe one way of one culture expressing itself to another is through that abstract, through the, you know, through whatever that art is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, like, it's pretty neat. You know, you're talking about how it's, you know, affecting the economy. And, you know, what are they saying? The report that came out, like, for every dollar that goes out through the fund, the economy gets, like, 5 to 4
yeah,
times. Yeah.
It's amount reinvested in the local economy.
Yeah, and that's through these little things. You know, like, say somebody has a performance that is funded through the Minnesota Arts and Culture Heritage Fund, and then, or the Legacy Amendment, I should say. Same thing, but
same
different.
Thing, right.
And so you got a couple that goes out to go see this performance, and they got to get a babysitter. Maybe they're going to have dinner. They maybe pay for parking, although parking's a whole different story. But, you know.
Yeah,
and then
they might even get new clothes or gasoline to get.
Yeah, all those little things, and it all stems from, you know, other than that, they'd be staying at home watching TV and paying their cable bill,
right?
So, but yeah, that kind of ties back into that whole getting out there and experiencing the art and seeing it around, and what is going on here now in St. Cloud, specifically kind of the downtownish area, is this sculpture walk. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the sculpture walk that we're going to check out.
And the sculpture walk, Jeff, was funded in part by the Minnesota State Arts Board, the Cultural Heritage Fund, and the Central Minnesota Arts Board as well. So we couldn't have put on this outdoor exhibit of large pieces of sculpture if it weren't for that additional funding from the state.
So how many sculptures are there and where are they located?
There are 12 pieces of sculpture that are on loan to United Arts and to St. Cloud for 1 year. Each of the artists gets paid a $2,000 honorarium so that they can exhibit their work and we can enjoy it for 1 year.
Do you think this program is going to kind of continue, going to swap stuff out, or is this kind of just like a one-time thing, or have you all figured that out yet?
I would hope that it will continue year after year, like many cities have these types of sculptural walks. Bemidji, Sioux Falls has the largest sculpture walk in the United States. Mankato and Eau Claire, Wisconsin, several cities have seen that sculpture walk increases the foot traffic into their downtown areas. Their conversational pieces. People can sit outdoors and enjoy them, so it adds to the business atmosphere and the character, unique character in a downtown area. So yes, I am hoping that it will go on to year two and year three. But of course, that will depend on me raising funds, maybe selling a piece of the sculpture. Businesses already have asked if those sculptural pieces are for sale.
No, that's nice.
And if one is sold and becomes a permanent piece of our outdoor landscape, streetscape in St. Cloud, then 15% of that fee will go back into reinvesting into the sculpture walk. Mm-hmm. So through grants and fundraising and perhaps business sponsorships, we can continue this sculpture walk. Hopefully it will be an annual event, and yes, we'll be able to swap out these 12 pieces for 12 new pieces. Each year it would change.
Very cool. Well, yeah, I've seen a few of these here and there. They just started popping up, and at first I was okay, so yeah, on one hand, yeah, I pay attention to the emails and the arts things and all this, because that's my job. But on the other hand, I'm kind of oblivious as I drive through downtown as to what's going on. I was like, well, what's that new thing popping up there? Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's some pretty neat stuff. And then it finally, I put two and two together and realized that I was seeing the thing that I was seeing emails about. Because that's one of the things about, you know, downtown or just anywhere. You get used to seeing the same things every day. You know, maybe some businesses will change, but, you know, for the most part, it's, you know, the stop sign is the stop sign, and you turn left here, and that kind of thing, and you don't really see much else, but all of a sudden, you got these strange little things popping up, and you know, we'll get to that, but let's talk about some of the artists first before we get into what these sculptures are. What kind of artists do you have working with you?
Well, actually, we received 55 entries from artists, and we only, of course, had enough money. I would have loved to have had all 55, had enough money to select 12 artists. Those artists are from the Midwest. We received one entry as far away as Miami, but we have two local sculptors in the area, Kyle Foken and Sam Spitzka were selected, and we have artists from Iowa, South Dakota, Minneapolis, and northern and southwestern Minnesota. So a variety of different artists are participating.
Very cool. So what kind of sculptures are these? I mean, is there a general theme, or are they just all, how did you make this selection, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, my partner, the St. Cloud Arts Commission, the Downtown Council, the Parks Department and Foundation and Rotary Club members, and city administration were all part of the selection committee, so we wanted to have a variety of styles and medium wood and steel and metal, all different kinds of mediums, so that we'd appeal to the broadest audience. We have some figurative sculptures so that you'd be able to recognize them immediately, some very expressionistic pieces, or you'll have to ponder what they mean or interpret what they mean, and some very vibrant and bright, but all large pieces of sculpture that, like you said, they pop up every few feet.
Yeah, every few blocks or so. Yeah, yeah. You just kind of see this thing, and it's like, well, that's new, and then it's odd, actually, and yeah. Before we go out and look, I mean, what are we looking for? Where exactly are these?
There are three pieces on the north and east shores of Lake George. A 5-foot black Labrador done in silver metal, very interesting. Two football players, junior high school football players, crafted in bronze, very realistic looking. And a hockey player, of course. Mm-hmm. Hockey is big in St. Cloud, so we had to have a hockey. Yeah. Had to have a hockey player.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah.
Those are our most realistic pieces, and they're on the at Lake George. And then we wind through downtown, and we have huge bronze bone-like sculptures that Sam Spitzka is famous for. We have a giant orange sculpture from a Dutch artist, but she's living in Iowa, and it's reminiscent of butterfly wings. We have a little teeny house, like a tree house built out of steel, a giant tree, and this one is still being installed, with glass leaves inscribed with wishes and good intentions, and the leaves generate spots of light from the sun on, all over, and a giant orange exclamation point. That's my interpretation of it, but it looks like an exclamation point, so it's very exciting to see. And others, surprises.
We'll have to go out and look at them. So coming up, though, in August 12th at the Art Crawl, there's something special going on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We've invited all of the artists who are in the sculpture walk, and we'll have United Arts will have an outdoor tent and reception, so you'll be able to meet the artists from 5 to 9, and from 3 to 9 you can take a self-guided tour. We have pocket guides so that you can read about the artists and the sculpture and what each artist intended for their piece of art. So you'll be able to meet them at the Art Crawl.
Nice. And where would somebody be able to pick up these guides before the Art Crawl if they wanted to?
We have temporary maps at the Paramount Theater in the lobby, in their brochure thing. And the pocket guides are being printed, so they should be ready for the August 12th. And then they'll be in a variety of locations at the library, Downtown Council, the Paramount Theater, United Arts Office, and local businesses. So you'll be able to pick those up at any time. And kind of an exciting thing that's happening, and the public can, as they're walking, they can vote for their favorite sculpture. And we'll have ballot boxes at the library, the Paramount Theater, Downtown Council, and you can vote for your. And the most popular sculpture, the artist will win $500. And also the jury selection, the partners will award $1,000 to the best in show.
Very cool. So public's got to get out there and participate.
Yes.
And what other things do you guys have coming up here soon? Other programs and whatnot, aside from the Sculpture Walk?
That's United Art. We're a very small organization, but that's the biggest one. We've been involved. The Public Works Department has been just wonderful to us. They've helped build bases. Rex Granite has supplied a boulder for us to put one of the sculptures on. So it's been really, this is our first year at this, installing this type of sculpture. So it's taken quite a bit of time to make sure that the base is right, that the sculpture will fit on, that it will be bolted and secure, making signage. And so there's still two sculptures yet to be installed. They should be installed by the end of this week, and certainly by the August 12th opening of the outdoor sculpture gallery.
Nice. So it takes quite the array of partnerships to get this going.
It does, definitely. The Parks Department has been excellent. Public Works Planning Department, the Downtown Council, the Arts Commission, United Arts, and the artists themselves have just been fabulous partners. Of course, the funding from the Legacy Amendment, we couldn't have done it without that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how that works. It's kind of nice. That's the trend I've seen, you know, since, you know, it was passed in 2008 and the money started trickling out in 2009. And I think just about every community in Minnesota has figured out that this is a cool thing. So as, you know, the legacy money comes into a project, even if it's like a first-time project or this is weird, we're going to try it. And then, I found that a lot of the cities are really getting behind this, and they're working on it because I think that they're starting to see the value of public art. You know, don't you think that's kind of what St. Cloud's doing too?
I think definitely that's happening, because local businesses, the coffee shops, restaurants, people have been coming into them. This is just anecdotal, but saying, can I get a map of the sculpture? So they're actually going into businesses and maybe looking at the sculptures from inside the business. So hopefully we'll be able to interview the businesses, local businesses, to see if it's increased their business, foot traffic past downtown. I think it already has attracted more people to downtown just to see the sculpture than before. So, but we hope to have statistics about that, not just anecdotally.
Uh-huh. Well, right on. So shall we go for a walk and check out some sculptures?
Let's do it, Jeff.
We are in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, where today we're walking around downtown St. Cloud to check out the Sculpture Walk, a program organized by United Arts of Central Minnesota. And joining me is Cindy Hawker. And our first stop, we just crossed the street from the Paramount.
Okay. Well, definitely a nice day for walking around outside, too. So the Sam Spitzka piece is right across from the Paramount, right on St. Germain here. And it looks like kind of a bone.
It's reminiscent of a skeleton, bone-like structures, very elegant. It's called Orion. It's made out of Corten steel. So although it looks rusty, it isn't rusty. It's just kind of the patina of that particular metal.
Yeah. So yeah, it looks like some rusty bones, almost like a chicken wing, almost. Not quite, though. Not quite a chicken wing.
And Sam lives in Sauk Rapids. He's a self-taught sculptor. He learned about sculpting and welding in his family's shop, his father's, so he credits learning how to build and craft things from his father, other sculptures and sculptors. And he has several pieces all over the Midwest.
Yeah, it looks pretty impressive. You can't really miss that.
It's 10 feet tall. Mm-hmm. That's a big bone.
Yeah, that's a big bone there. Well, you know, downtown's kind of an interesting phenomenon, too, because, you know, there's kind of an ebb and flow to the businesses, you know, as we're walking past something that's going to change into something else. And, you know, there's a variety of different reasons why, you know, businesses come and go.
Here's another piece at 9th Avenue North and St. Germain. in front of Metro PCS.
Looks like some gears, but it's more organic as well.
It's organic. The title of this piece is Yosemite, and it's supposed to be reminiscent of a sequoia tree, but put together with painted metal pieces, scraps, a gear base kind of for the trunk. And this piece was created by two sculptors, Tim James and Aiden Desmarais. And they're both teachers. One is an industrial arts teacher, born in Mankato. And Aiden lives in Janesville, Minnesota. So they like that industrial, found pieces of metal and putting it together.
Yeah, it looks, it's there's a certain symmetry to it too, and then it's just a little off-center and yet centered at the same time. It's kind of neat there.
Yeah.
Right on, okay.
One more.
Sounds.
There on Germain.
Oh, yeah.
In front of Dolce's. This one is called Metamorphosis by Hilde de Bruyn. And she is a native of Belgium, and she's the daughter of famous artists themselves in Belgium, Paul de Bruyn, her grandfather. So she was always, she said, surrounded by beautiful artifacts, from African masks to relics, old churches. And she lives with her husband in Iowa. And she also has several pieces throughout the Midwest.
Yeah.
Chicago. This one is bright orange. This is the one I was talking about that looks like butterfly wings.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Almost looks like a table, too, but...
It'd be a cocktail table.
Yeah.
But I think the bright orange certainly kind of reflects Hilde's affinity towards color and bright colors.
Yeah, and just looking at the base too, you know, the city did something. They had to make a nice level base on the sidewalk. So
they did, and they had to put the pavers back in place and cut them. They did a beautiful job, I thought. And look how they had to make it level.
Yeah, they had to level it because, of course, with the stones on the sidewalk, anybody who's walked through downtown St. Cloud knows that, you know.
It's
a little uneven, so.
So they had to make it very a steady base. So I'm hoping that it will generate some business for Dolce's.
Yeah.
The lunchbox.
Exactly. They can check it out. They got a good view of the sculpture from inside while they're getting themselves a sandwich or something.
Have another one, a tiny little house right out on the corner by Big Apple's Bagels.
Oh, yeah. I think that was one of the first ones that I saw. A lot of times I take 7th Avenue cutting through downtown, and I think at first it looked like one of those tiny libraries.
I'm going to take you down this street so you can see the giant anthill. So this is the giant anthill, and this was first commissioned by the Minnesota Arboretum to study underground kind of worlds. Mm-hmm. You can see the giant queen ant on top.
Yeah.
This was created by a Bemidji artist, Al Bellevue, and he likes to use stone and steel, and especially rocks. Amethyst from the North Shore, Superior.
Yeah, there's all sorts of rocks in this here, too. I see some...
And there's no sharp edges. You can actually go inside this. It's wheelchair accessible. So the artist encourages you to go in and see the eggs and you underground village of the ants. That's how they work. This piece that we're going to see, the giant exclamation point, is actually, we're going to move it to this corner.
Oh, okay.
But it's right. Orange must be the new...
So. Orange is the new avant-garde color, Well, you know, I can see maybe wanting to move that, too, because back in the days when this was ING, their color was orange.
Right. It's exactly the reason. So this artist uses both his left brain and right brain because he sculpts creatively, and he also is a computer programmer and web developer. So people know him from both sides of his brain. His name is Craig Snyder. He lives in Minneapolis, and he also enjoys working with his hands and doing large metal pieces of sculpture. This one's called Exuberant, because Craig says that's how he lives his life, exuberantly. And so I think that's
big exclamation point. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, he does kind of have that little power to it, that.
Yeah.
It's what's that? Probably about 12 feet tall, 10 feet tall, something like that.
It stands out. 10 feet, exactly. Very good that it's 10 feet tall.
Yeah, it really stands out as something different. You know, a big orange exclamation.
Statement, yeah.
Yeah.
Punctuate your living life to the fullest.
Yeah, that's what art does. It kind of just gives you that. It's a subtle thing because, you know, you can get inspiration from anywhere, like a song or a painting or something like that. But then you just see this thing as it's sitting downtown, and it's just
I think
there.
That bright orange, vibrant look is kind of like a warning sign or look at me, like the detour signs or road work ahead. So maybe that is the eye-catching, demanding you to look at that piece. Whether you want to or not. That we're walking, we're stretching our leg muscles and also our imagination. So it's fun to see parts of downtown that you might not have gotten to before.
Well, it's like, you know, those places are there, but how often are you wandering up on First Ave by St. Mary's, you know?
Right.
Or First Street, I should say, by St. Mary's.
Yeah. So you can see from this, on this street, 7th Avenue North, in front of Big Apple Bagels, there's a little strange
little house
on stilts. And then directly down on Courthouse Square, you can see another Sam Spitzka piece.
Oh, there's another Sam Spitzka piece, yeah. Yeah, the little house on the corner of 7th Ave and St. Germain, it looks, yeah, it does. It looks like a little tree house that's...
A little steel ladder. It's all repurposed, found metal pieces that the artist from Minneapolis has built. This is her first piece of large sculpture. She's a ceramic artist, Alexandria Gomez.
Yep. Oh yeah, it's an easy little trot. And there's, you know, of course, some down by the across from the Pioneer Place on the corner down there. That's where the tree is going in. And
then the other butterfly dress by Kyle Folken will be down in that area as well. And he'll install that either late this week or first part of next week. Like Kyle's work is all generally whimsical and relates to children's toys. So this is going to be a gray steel little girl's dress with metal fluttering butterflies all over it.
Interesting,
Well, I like changing the streetscape into an outdoor museum or gallery, art gallery.
Well, absolutely.
And then the rest, you're going to have to pick up a map and explore it.
And we've been walking around downtown St. Cloud with Executive Director for United Arts Central Minnesota, Cindy Hawker. We've been talking about the sculptures that are part of the Sculpture Walk. Reception for the artists will be held on Friday, August 12th during the Downtown Summer Art Crawl from 5 until 9 p.m. on St. Germain Street. Maps and ballots for the Public Choice Award are available at the Paramount Center for the Arts Gallery, the Gallery St. Germain, and at the Circulation Desk for the St. Cloud Public Library. For links to more information on this and other programs by United Arts of Central Minnesota, you can find links on our website at kvsc.org under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota link for this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.